Hi friend, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Sheridan Voisey, and I've titled today's reading, Children of God. I once spoke at a secular conference for childless couples. Heartbroken over their infertility, many attendees despaired at their future. Having walked the childless path too, I tried to encourage them. You can have a meaningful identity without becoming parents, I said. I believe you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and there's new purpose for you to find. A woman later approached me in tears. Thank you, she said. I felt worthless for being childless and needed to hear that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I asked the woman if she was a believer in Jesus. I walked away from God years ago, she said, but I need a relationship with him again. Times like this remind me how profound the gospel is. Some identities, like mother and father, are hard for some to attain. Others, like those based on a career, can be lost through unemployment. But through Jesus, we become God's dearly loved children, an identity that can never be stolen. And then we can walk in the way of love, a life purpose that transcends any role or employment status. Psalm 139 tells us that all human beings are fearfully and wonderfully made. And John chapter 1 says, those who follow Jesus become children of God. Once in despair, that woman left in hope, about to find an identity and purpose bigger than this world can give. Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 through to chapter 5 verse 10. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure. No immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for making me your child. Today, I embrace this as my prime identity. Before I am a teacher, or an artist, or an engineer, or any other occupational identity, before I'm a mother, or a father, or a husband, a wife, or even a friend, I am your dearly loved child. Empower me by your Spirit to walk in the way of love today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.